Good health to all from Rexall. Yes, it's Sunday. Time for the Bill Harris Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and your Rexall family druggist.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, taking a little time from behind the prescription counter this Sunday evening to speak for all 10,000 of us. The 10,000 independent druggists who have added the word Rexall to our own store names. You can always tell us by the orange and blue Rexall sign on our windows. The sign means that we carry the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. They range all the way from aspirin to penicillin. And they're as fine and pure and dependable as science can make them. We independent druggists recommend them to our customers because we know you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Bill Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Walter Sharp in his music, yours truly, Bill Forman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This morning, Phil's sponsor, Mr. Scott of the Rexall Company, called him down to his office to discuss certain elements of the program. Alice and her brother William are at home anxiously awaiting as Phil enters.
Oh, hello, Phil. What did Rexall want to see you about?
Hello, honey. Hiya, Willie.
Good morning. Did they fire you, Philip?
No, they didn't fire me, you little powder pigeon. Look, Alice, it's about my band. Mr. Scott's been listening to it very carefully lately, and he thinks it needs improvement. And he insists that I just keep the guys who can read music and let the rest go.
Well, that's not too bad. That means you could keep, and you can also keep, You gotta fire the whole band?
Don't be sarcastic. He just wants me to fire five of the guys. But the worst part of it is that one of the five is Remley.
Oh, no, Phil. No, not Frankie. You can't fire your best friend.
Well, I don't want to fire him, but Mr. Scott insists. He says Remley is the worst guitarist in the world.
Phil, that's not true. Is it?
Of course not. Frankie ain't the worst guitarist in the world. He only sounds that way when he plays. Oh, gee, honey, I'm going to hate to tell Remley this.
Yeah, I know how you feel, Phil.
I'd rather cut off my right arm than fire Frankie.
Well, don't suggest it to him.
Philip, I think Francis brought this on himself. He's been with you for 20 years and his playing hasn't improved one bit.
What are you talking about? Mm. Why, when Frankie first joined my band, he didn't know a guitar from a hole in the wall. And look at him today.
What about him?
What about him? He's the only guy I know who can play a guitar and make it sound like a hole in the wall. Oh, gee whiz, Alice. We got a band rehearsal in a half an hour, and I have to break the news to the guys then. It's the toughest thing I ever had to do.
Oh, Phil, it's not as difficult as you're making it. All you have to do is tell five musicians they're through.
That's all. A guy can get killed that way. I don't even know how to tell them.
Well, if you want me to, Philip, I can write a dismissal notice which you can read to them.
That's the first sensible thing I've heard you say other than money. You got something there that might soften the blow. Okay, write it, Willie, and use some big words now to confuse the issue. And as soon as you write it, then we'll go down to rehearsal.
All right, fellas, I'm here. All right, fellas, hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it when I holler, hold it.
wouldn't treat Toscarini this way. Guarantee that cat wouldn't stand for it. Cat is quiet. Now, be quiet and listen to me, fellas. I got a sad duty to perform. I know you guys won't like to hear this, but I got to do it anyway.
Stop apologizing. Sing and get it over with.
I ain't going to sing. This is something worse. Now, it concerns five of you guys. I want the following fellas to come down here when I call out your names. Artie, Al, Baker, Eccles, and Remley.
Remley ain't here yet.
Oh. Well, now look. The rest of you listen while I read this to you. Gentlemen of the ensemble, during the past decade, our relationship has transcended a mere academic association and has attained a sublimely harmonious affinity.
I like your choice of language. By the way, what language is it?
Phil?
I'm having enough trouble reading it. Decode it yourself. Now be quiet and I'll continue. However, due to your ineptness and incompetence, it is incumbent upon me to dispense with your services in order to raise the level of my musical aggregation.
Yeah, fellas, be sure to raise.
I throw in one easy word and you jump on it. Now look, fellas.
Hey, sure, it's swelling you to give us more money, Phil. He's our boy, ain't it, fellas?
I'm not going to give him. I never said I would.
He's a jolly good fellow.
I never said.
He's a jolly good fellow.
I ain't giving you no raise.
We take it all back, he's a louse.
Listen, wait a minute, will you? Don't you guys understand? I'm dispensing with your services. You're getting a sack. Your employment has ceased.
You mean?
Yes. I'll thank you to turn in your racing forms. You're fired.
Hear him. Ever since he's been on two networks, it's trying to attack.
Now listen, are you guys going to get out of here peaceful, or do I have to get tough and throw you out?
Hey, you better quit talking and sing before you get murdered.
I don't want to sing.
Who asked you? All right, fellas, we're going to do Down Among the Sheltering Pines.
I don't know that tune. I'm not going to sing it.
Well, somebody better sing it because that's what we're going to play. Hit it, fellas.
But, fellas, wait a minute. I'm not going to... Alice, start singing. Let's not waste the music.
Down Among the Sheltering Pines, the honey wait for me. Oh, honey, wait for me. Don't be forgetting we've got a date up where the sun goes down about eight. How my love is burning, burning, burning. How my heart is yearning, yearning, yearning to be down among the sheltering palms, the honey, wait for me.
Watching the lovely hula ladies, we've got a little date we should keep. Out where the moon is never asleep, while my love is waiting, 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 why should you be always hesitating to be down among the sheltering palms? Oh, honey, wait for me.
Down.
Way down.
Among the sheltering palms, so tell me how it's nice to see my honey. Hot the skies are nice and sunny. We'll know what pretty moonlight is for. We'll see the ocean kiss the shore.
I'll be glad for all the love we started. If you're not there, I'll be broken hearted.
To be down.
Way down.
Among the sheltering palms,
oh, honey, way.
All right, now look, fellas.
Okay, guys, that's all for today. See you next week.
Now, wait a minute. Come back here. Fellas, listen to me, will you, please? I'm the boss. Won't you let me fire you, please? Now, come back here.
Save your breath. Save your breath, Phil. They're gone. I hope you have better luck with Frankie.
Him I don't worry about. It's going to be tough to tell him, but I know he'll understand. When I tell Remley he's through, he's going to accept it.
Hiya, Curly.
Hello, Frankie. Hey, look, kid. I got bad news.
Well, what's up?
Well, Frankie, the sponsor thinks the band is ruining the show. Four guys have already been given their notice, and, well, one more person has to go because the sponsor thinks he's the worst musician in the whole outfit. This doesn't come as a shock to you, does it, Frankie?
Oh, no, I knew sooner or later they'd catch up with you.
Wait a minute.
You've been getting away with murder for years. When does he want me to take over the band?
Bill isn't the one that's being fired. It's somebody else on the show. Somebody who's standing right here.
That's right. And I'm going to give you a little hint. It's somebody whose initials are F.R.
F.R.? Whose initials are F.R.? Oh, no, Curly. Not your wife, Phallus Ray.
Frankie, I ain't being fired, and Phallus ain't being fired. It's you. Mr. Scott says that you gotta go.
Why?
Well, he doesn't like the way you play the guitar.
Well, who cares if he likes it? He's just paying me to play it. If he wants to like it, I gotta get more money.
You must admit you're not very good on the guitar. You strum it like you have five thumbs.
Alice, I'll thank you not to mention my affliction.
Will you stop it, Remley? Who ever heard of anybody with five thumbs?
All I know is every time I try to hitch a ride, five cars stop.
Will you stop already? Now, look, Remley, it ain't because of the way you play altogether. It's your attitude toward the show. You just don't seem to give a darn.
What are you talking about? Last Sunday, I played harder than anybody else in the band. I was in on every musical number, and my strumming sounded better than it ever sounded before.
Only because you forgot to bring your guitar.
Oh, so that's how my stomach got all scratched up. Hey, Curly, you're my pal. You got to think of some way to save my job.
That I'd love to do, but how?
Hey, Phil, I have an idea. If Mr. Scott were to get letters from listeners praising Frankie, he might change his mind.
Hey, the kid might have something there. That's it. If we can write letters under phony names praising Frankie to this guy, look, I'll even sacrifice myself. I'll say that as far as I'm concerned, Frankie's the brightest spot on the show. He's the only one that I ever listened to, and if it wasn't for his great talent, there wouldn't be a show. How you like that, Frankie?
No, it won't work. I won't impress Scott.
How do you know?
I've been writing him letters like that ever since the show started. I got a few left over. I wrote to Mr. Fitch, too.
Oh, so that's how I lost that job. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not going to come in.
Listen, I can't understand it. Why should he fire a guy like me when he's got a guy like you to fire?
Look, Frankie, let's face it. Have you got my talent?
I got more.
Have you got my personality?
I got more.
Have you got my singing voice?
Why, is it missing?
No, it ain't missing. And if you want proof, get a load of this.
No proof, no proof.
One time there was a mountaineer who felt so mighty brave. He took his trusty gun and went to a dark, dark cave. The reason for his venture was a story that he'd heard about a bad, ferocious creature called the Jabberwocky Bird. When he got into that dreary cave, our hunter saw a sight. The Jabberwock had seven heads, and each one was a fright. He turned around and headed home, running all the way. And to all the folks who waited there, the mountaineer did say, it was really again the slyly toasted Gyre and Gimble in the wave. Oh, Mincy were the Borogroves and the Momney Rathbop grave. Oh, Frabjous Day, Kalookalay, and from his bender snatch. My aim was spoiled by seven heads, but that bird I will catch. Then back into the cave, that mountaineer did go. But how he'd finally get that bird, he really didn't know. This time the mountaineer was armed with knives and traps and bait. He had to catch that Jabberwock or meet a sorry face. Inside the cave, that gruesome bird confronted him once more. The mountaineer had seven fits and fell right to the floor. He offered up a hasty prayer and murmured, "It's the end." But seven Jabberwocky heads said, "Can't we please be friends? We'll Brilligan the slyly toes and Gyre and Gimble in the wave. We'll Mimsy and the Borogroves and the Momney Rathbop grave. Oh, Frabjous Day, Kalookalay, and from his Bandersnatch." The mountaineer said, "You mean we're pals?" And seven heads said, "Natch." The mountaineer just shook his head. He couldn't trust his ears. The Jabberwocky's seven pairs of eyes were filled with tears. The ugly bird broke down and sobbed, "A witch made me like this. And Jabberwocky I must be until a man I kiss." Mountaineer could not resist that bird's unhappy plea. He bravely puckered up his lips and said, "You'll soon be free." They kissed and seven heads became just one of golden curls. The ugly Jabberwock was then the prettiest of girls. They brillied in the slyly toes and Gyre and Gimble in the wave. They mimsied in the Borogroves and the Momney Rathbop grave. Oh, Frabjous Day, Kalookalay, and from his Bandersnatch. That couple now have seven kids. And that is quite a bad.
Been thinking. Instead of phony letters, why don't we find some listeners who like Frankie and bring them up to Mr. Scott's office?
Yeah. Even if we only find one person who likes Remley, then Mr. Scott is going to have to listen to the public.
Well, let's get started. It'll be a cinch to find a person who thinks I'm great on the show.
Well, all right. Let's go from door to door until we find somebody who likes you.
I guarantee you, you won't have to ring more than one doorbell. See you later, Alice.
Remley, my feet are killing me. We haven't found anybody who ever even heard of you.
Well, be patient, Curly. We've only rung a little over 200 doorbells. Let's try this house. I got a feeling that somebody here has heard of me.
Go ahead.
Oh, hello.
How do you do, lady? Do you ever listen to the Phil Harris show?
Of course I do. And my favorite character is Frankie Remley. I think he's the funniest one on the show. And if he weren't on it, I wouldn't even listen.
Well, thank you, madam. Hey, she's a nice old lady, Curly. I wonder who she is.
She's your mother, and you know her. Now, come on, will you? We're going to try another street, and this time I'm going to ask the question.
Okay. Thanks for trying, Mom.
Now, remember, Remley, I'm going to do the talking.
Okay.
How do you do, sir? Do you ever listen to Phil Harris?
Who?
Phil Harris.
Excuse me. Amos, what is a Phil Harris?
Three million people in Los Angeles, and I got to ring that doorbell.
Come on, Remley. I don't think we're going to find the answer here. Remley, this is the last house I'm going to try, and if we don't find somebody here, you're just out of luck. That's all
right.
Pardon me, son. Do you listen to the Phil Harris program?
Are you kidding me?
Julius, we were better off with Andy.
Let's go, Curly. We ain't going to get any place
here.
Oh,
now, just wait a minute. This is our last chance. No. Look, Julius, we want you to do us a favor, kid. You see, Mr. Remley's in trouble. See, the sponsor fired him. He doesn't think he has any talent.
A very shrewd observation. That sponsor's a smart man. No wonder he built up a business of 10,000 independent drugstores. Hey, did he fire you too, Mr. Harris?
Of course not. He thinks I have a lot of talent.
How could anybody that stupid have so many spores?
Hey,
Curly, something's got to be done about this kid.
I wonder if we can rent him out as a target for a nearsighted knife thrower.
Yeah.
Are you using them guys anymore?
No. We better not. We need them. Look, kid, we got to have somebody go to the sponsor and tell them how much they like me on the air. Would you do it?
I'd be glad to tell him how much I like you, except for one thing.
What?
I hate you.
Well, could you learn to like me for, say, $10?
$10? Mr. Remley, an affection for you is slowly starting to warm up within my little bosom.
Well, would $15 heat it up a little faster?
Make it 20 and I'll bring it to a quick boil.
All right, you little pirate, here's the 20.
All right, now look, Julius. Frankie and me are going over to the Rexall office to see Mr. Scott right now. So in about a half an hour, you come up and tell him that you're a great fan of the Rexall show and that you love Mr. Remley. And then while you're at it, throw in a few kind words for me, kid. Now, look, we'll see you in Mr. Scott's office in a half an hour. So long.
Okay. I'm glad to be able to do something for those guys. I owe them a lot. Look at all they've done for me. Last week, they tried to set fire to me. 1 week, they tried to drown me. Another time, they stuck me in an oven. A lot of guys are getting mad being treated like that. But am I the kind of kid who holds a grudge? You're darn right I am.
But, Mr. Scott, I tell you, Frankie's important to the show. Rexall needs him on the program.
Why? He can't play the guitar.
Yeah, but he has other talents besides not being able to play the guitar.
What other talents?
I'm glad you asked me that. Frankie, show him.
Okay, Curly.
There, ain't that terrific, Mr. Scott?
What's terrific about that?
Can you touch your nose with your tongue?
Now watch me, Scotty, I'll reverse it.
Hey, look at that, Mr. Scott. Hey, you got to admit, that's an unusual talent.
Yes.
Well, with talent like that, I can get a job any place. But I like you, Scotty, so I'm going to give you one more chance. Make up your mind. Do you want me or not?
Mr. Remley, for the last time, I don't want you on the show. I wouldn't have you if you paid me, and you can start looking for another job because you're fired.
Undecided, huh?
Mr. Remley, my patience is just about exhausted. I'm a busy man, and I'll thank you to get out.
Do you hear me?
Get out.
Get out!
How would you like a punch in the nose?
Remley. Come over here. You don't talk to sponsors that way. Be nice to them. Julius will be here any minute.
All right, all right. Mr. Scott, I only want to stay on the show because the public wants me.
What makes you think the public wants you?
Because on my way over here, I was mobbed by autograph fans. Strangers followed me right up to your office. As a matter of fact, there's a little kid outside your office right now who thinks I'm the greatest thing on the air. A kid I never saw before. Come in, Julius. Welcome, stranger.
Mr. Headman, I gotta see the headman.
I'm Mr. Scott, son. What can I do for you?
As president of the Rexall Radio Fan Club, I come to tell you that every one of my members think you got the greatest show on the air.
Well, that's very gratifying. How many members do you have in your club?
Two. Me and my psychiatrist.
Kid, cut it out. Start crazing me.
Mr. Scott, I think you got the greatest cast on the air. That Frankie Remley is out of this world. And as for Phil Harris, I wish he were there, too.
Are you sure you're a fan of our show?
Naturally. I listen to nothing else but. Why, I'd give anything to meet those guys personally.
Well, I think that can be arranged. Son, right next to you is Frankie Remley.
You mean this man here is my hero?
Yes, son. You're face to face with the Frankie Remley.
Oh, sweet, unbearable ecstasy.
Now, brace yourself, son, because you're in for another thrill.
You see, I'm Phil Harris.
Phil Harris, too? Oh, bite my clothes, Mother. I'm on my way to heaven.
These two men impress you that much, son?
Well, I shouldn't say they're the greatest things on the air. The funniest guys in radio.
Are you sure you've been listening to the right program?
For Rexall, ain't they?
Oh, you're familiar with the product.
Naturally. These guys made it famous. Our whole family knows you can depend on any product that bears the name Rexall.
Do you use our product yourself, son?
No, I'm too young. But my father... but my father's been smoking Rexall for now I own it 20 years.
Look. Look, Schnook. Rexall makes drugs. 2,000 of the finest, purest drugs available. And you can recognize where they're sold by the orange and blue sign in the window.
Yeah. As I was saying, my mother won't drive anything else but a Rexall.
Young man, I don't know who you are or what you're up to, but I have no time for your shenanigans, so get out.
I ain't leaving till I tell you what these guys paid me to tell you.
They paid you? So that's it. Brimley, you're definitely fired. Now leave my office.
But Mr. Scott,
now... You, Harris, you'd better leave with him or I'll fire you, too.
I dare you.
Julia, come on, let's get out.
Oh, you little monster. Now, Frankie will never get his job back.
Poor little unemployed me. I paid you to save my job, and you deliberately double-crossed me. Oh, Julius, how can you be such a rat?
It's easy once you get the knack of it. So long, suckers!
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Meanwhile, here's an important question a lot of people are asking.
Honestly, Jane, with all the different brands of drug products there are, how can a person ever decide which to buy?
Well, why don't we ask this druggist here?
Pardon me, but I'd like to know if you recommend any particular brand of drug product.
Yes, ma'am, I do. Rexall.
Is there any particular reason?
Well, ma'am, there are dozens of reasons. But here's just one example. Do you know, for instance, that every raw material used in a Rexall drug product has a case history?
A case history?
Yes, ma'am. A complete record that tells what it is, where it's from, who made it, and most important of all, the results of all the different chemical analysis made by Rexall scientists. Now, that's just an example, of course, but we Rexall druggists know that the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company get the same scientific care and testing every step of the way until they reach our stores. And because we know this, we've put the orange and blue Rexall sign on our windows. The sign means that ours are the only stores where you can get these Rexall products. And in every one of these stores, there's an independent family druggist who will tell you you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to you all from Rexall.
I'm sorry about you losing your job, Frankie. I'll talk to Mr. Scott and try to get it back for you, huh?
Yeah, but in the meantime, what are you going to do, Rumley?
Well, the only one thing I can do. Get my old job back as a sopper in the shipyard.
A sopper in the shipyard? What's that?
When they break a bottle of champagne over the ship, I stand down below and stop it up.
This is Bill Foreman wishing good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.